Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Magandang araw mga kaibigan at narito na naman po tayo para sa isang panibagong episode ng Youth Speaks. Atin pong tatalakayin kung paano nga ba natin lalabanan ang fake news. Makasama po natin ngayon sina Enzo Gutierrez, Alexis Pobre at Nikki Baroy. Para simulan, anong masasabi niyo patungkol sa mga fake news?
They want to make you feel na totoo siya. It's designed in such a way na parang it catches your attention and it's easy to parang get clout or famous or like all attention will go to you if you share that specific kind of news. Kahit hindi totoo.
For me, kuya, parang right now, yung fake news and like yung context here in the Philippines, it's difficult because yung social media, Facebook, it's the main website used by Filipinos to believe news, and that these websites have no fact checkers as well or any filter.
Ang dali siyang tingnan in such a way na problema siya ng ibang tao. At parang hindi mo siya, parang madalas natin isipin na hindi yan mangyayari sa atin at hindi tayo magiging biktima ng misinformation. However, para sa akin, yun yung mindset na kailangan baguhin.
Sa inyong circle, no, o at least sa mga nakikita nyo, sinong pinakamadalas na mag-share ng fake news?
Okay, pag may nakita dati ako sa internet na parang, oh, this is shocking, this is parang sobrang solid na news, I'll just share it sa Facebook feed ko without even reading the article. And that would give me dati, parang mga comments and likes na enjoy ko yun kahit dito to yung na-share ko. Pero, well, obviously, now nag-change na ako. And, yeah, that was me before.
So generally, I think it's a habit naman in my circle to cross-check information first, cross-check what we see, and interact with each other on a daily basis about it. But we do have experience actually of our acquaintances and our relatives who willingly believe in Facebook posts or YouTube videos. And that can get difficult to change actually, especially if you're talking to older people because, you know, Filipino notion of respect. But it's important really to not force them or to show them that you're superior and just gently talk to them about what fake news is.
I think in that case, ang pinaka nag-spread talaga ng misinformation ay yung mga meron na talagang pinaniniwalaan na hindi talaga backed by science. So in that sense na pag nakita sila ng information, nagko-confirm ng beliefs nila, so yun, parang sila talaga yung nagsaspread ng misinformation.
Anong gagawin mo kung sakaling meron kang kakilala o kaibigan o kamag-anak man na nag-spread ng fake news? Paano mo sila kausapin?
So first, get off your high horse. So like, get off your high horse, learn to understand their viewpoint, and listen to what the person is saying. Analyze their points. When you talk to them, don't try to make it a lecture or a sermon. Don't even try to imply that the person is wrong or incorrect.
Usually, I think parang the better psychology for managing is instead of saying na parang, oh, you're wrong at this, what's nicer to do is parang say na parang, yeah, exactly what you said. Parang, ay tita, parang mali ata yung na-share mo, and here's why.
I did it in the most respectful way possible. So, as what Enzo said, you have to facilitate a dialogue. So, dapat hindi ka antagonistic agad or parang hindi ka yung handa mang away or mga pagbardahan, di ba? So, dapat unang-una siguro yung pakalmahin mo muna yung sarili mo bago ka umatake. Kasi yun yung parang yung how we deliver the message is very important to make the people understand.
Ayan, ang gaganda ng mga sagot nyo, no? Pero para sa ating huling katanungan, ano yung mga maipapayo nyo sa mga tao para mapigilan na nga yung paglaganap nitong mga fake news?
Always check your sources. Kasi more often than not, if the news is kind of fishy or parang if you feel na parang there's something off about it, there's a high chance na it's fake nga talaga. And maybe what's also nice is parang other than just checking the sources, you also check the date, you also check the whoever authored the article or who shared it then mismo.
Telling them to be more critical of information they receive online and to not accept it agad. What I do is that I cross-check with other sources and I also check date of release, and I would also advise that to people I'm talking to. I would also tell them, of course, that most fake news I know of play on emotions. So it's a good tip actually to tell people as well to be logical when reading information. And the last thing actually that I do is to engage in conversation.
So empathy and self-reflection, I think, would go a long way in terms of our fight against misinformation and disinformation. Yeah. Empathy in a sense that we have to understand where people are coming from and why they partake in misinformation. So, kasi ano ba, parang it's easy to fall into the trap of being judgmental and being antagonistic. Kailangan nating maalala na hindi tayo laging tama at ang ibang tao may karapatan silang maniwala sa pinaniniwalaan nila, at yung pinaniniwalaan nila may pinanggagalingan yun. If you want others to fact check, we also have to do our part. So parang tanay mo yung sarili mo. Ako ba mismo pag nag-retweet ako or bago ako mag-share sa Facebook, tumitingin ba ako ng ibang source?
At dyan na po nagtatapos ang ating Youth Speak segment ngayong linggo para pa po sa mga ibang issue at opinion na ating mga kabataan. Tumutok lang po sa aming programa dito lang sa SBS Filipino. Para pa po sa makaragdagang detalye, tumungo lang po sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Para po sa SBS Filipino, ako si David De Los Reyes.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.